Share number 80. Levis Alvavis is continuing. We're now up to the fifth reason why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba. Ve'echad ha'taymim hu, mipnei sha'mitzvos nechlokes l'shnei chalokim. Mitzvahs are divided into two categories. Chelek echad ein ha'mitzvah shein historis mibnei adam. One category are mitzvahs that are done in a hidden way. Nobody knows about them. Sha'af echad ein ha'reyes an chutz mi'abayri. No one sees them except Hashem himself. Like the obligations of the heart, the mitzvahs that are in the heart. In the second category, those are the mitzvahs you do with your limbs. Everyone sees them, they're outward mitzvahs. Says the Chayvus HaLevav is something very, very important to know. For mitzvahs that you do openly, that are seen outwardly, that's given schar in Olam Hazeh. But the hidden mitzvahs, the mitzvahs you do in your heart, sochar nistar, you get hidden reward v'uschar Olam Haba. That's why when David HaMelech talked about Schar in Olam Haba, he explained it k'may shamar marav tuvcho asher tzafanta lireyecha. Lireyecha, year is in the heart. What do you get for that? Marav tuvcho asher tzafanta, hidden toiv. Uvoyse derech Hashem mishalam socher kach kugam noisen oynish. The same thing is with punishments. Alaveris gluyus humanish by lamaze. For actions, that's an ilamaze. Balaveris nistaris humanish by lamaba. Uraya shadover kach, and a proof to that. Shriya kel yisparach iftiach lamoi avoravoides Hashem aniris alevorim schar hanirim yad by lamaze. Hashem promised Kla Yisrael with avoides Hashem that they do in action that's seen schar in ilamaze. That's the psukim in Parshas Bechukaisai. Valevores haniris vagluyos, his Hashem boynish hanir miyad by lamaze. And for averis that are seen and are outward, Hashem said he'll give a punishment. Umashalinitzker sham gam asocha nistral mitzvahs anistaris. How come in Parshas Bechukaisai it doesn't talk about the scar of hidden mitzvahs, v'oinish hanistral averis hanistaris, and the punishment for hidden averis, mipnei shepeparshes b'chukoisai nemar asochar v'oinish boifin klali l'chaluma b'yachad. Over there it's talking about not to individuals, to Kla Yisrael as a whole. Why? K'dei sheyashkichu zeh al zeh shelo yavru averis. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh l'zeh. You want it to rain, all of Kla Yisrael has to do the Torah. You don't want it to have the Kla l'teichacha. You have to make sure Kla Yisrael as a whole doesn't do averis. Bizarzu zeh zeh lavedis Hashem. Each person should be mezareis. The other person to serve Hashem. Vein hamoin am yoidim echer mi'asheni rakas amayisim agluyim. But that's only outward. Person doesn't know what's in his friend's heart. We could only take responsibility for the outward actions. And that's what Parshas Bechukaisai is. If they cover up their eyes from the man who's doing an action, then but what's in a person's heart, we're not responsible for that. Arvus is in actions. Uvekevan shaboyri sporach mishalam avora mitzis averis atzvunais. Socher vainish sofum vailam abo. Lochoin loinitzkar socher ze betoiro. Ki loi rakis a socher vainish. Rots atzmei rots Hashem lahaster. Elgame zichrei rots Hashem lahaster. Says a paladika thing, the Chayvus HaLevavos. Since all of this is talking about hidden, it's hidden mitzvahs with hidden schar. The entire thing is hidden from the Torah. We don't even mention it. It's kuloi tzafun. It's kuloi stira, hastara. It's all hidden because it's all for hidden things. But stop for a moment and think. Chayvus HaLevavos is the same, something very scary, I think. You want Olam Haba? Which mitzvahs do you perform more of? Mitzvahs that are seen by others or mitzvahs that are in your heart? For example, davening with a minyan. You daven with a minyan, you shakel, you move your lips, that's all outward. That you get tzchar and olam hazeh for. But tefillah is avoid the shebelev. Where's your heart? Tefillah is where you strip off your physicality and link your body, your mind, and your soul to Hashem. Do we fulfill that? If you want olam haba, it's the dvarim shebelev. Very scary thing. Now, at the same time, there's something very important. You can't only focus on the dvarim shebelev. As they brought the pasuk on Histaris Lashem Alekeinu, Vaniglois Lonu Levaneinu, Adailam, it's kedai to say over the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says on this pasuk, Hanistaris Lashem Alekeinu. It's true, your hidden greatness, your hidden intentions of greatness are between you and Hashem. But Vahaniglois, but the mitzvahs that you do out in the open, Lonu Levaneinu. You have to show it to your children to teach them the proper path of life. That's how you teach them mitzvahs. You start with the niglois, with your outward actions of Torah and mitzvahs. So of course there's a concept of niglois, and we have to do the mitzvahs, and it plays an important role. And we know the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, Hachitzaynus Ma'ariz Apnimiyos. Through actions it's Ma'ariz the inside. But we can't forget about that. We have to make a conscious effort to work on Dvarim Shebelev and our Kavanas and our Tahara, because that's our key to Olam Haba, says the Chayvus HaLevavos. Just continuing, another Chassam Sofer, Ki Lish Ben Seira Amayra, Einene Shemea B'Kailovi V'Kalimai. He doesn't listen to his father or his mother. So the Chassam Sofer says, why did he go off the Derech? He didn't hear the voice of his father learning Torah, performing mitzvahs, praising Avodas Hashem. Uvekalima, he didn't hear his mother crying for her children, making brachas, lighting Shabbos candles, praising Hashem, passing on the love and appreciation of Torah and mitzvahs. If a child doesn't hear Bekalavi Vekalima, doesn't hear his parents excited about Yiddishkeit, what hope is there for that child? Of course, there's always hope, but it's much harder. Not to say, as we see in our door, many people who are Shemea B'Kalaviv Kalimai have other trials and tribulations that send them off into different places. But we as parents and adults have to try our best to show the beauty of Torah. That's all in the Niglois. But our children also have to know that there's an Histaris. Because when they only see us walk the walk and talk the talk, but they know it's not really Emes HaSimcha, they don't feel the Chayvus HaLevavos, they don't feel that our hearts are into it, they pick up on that. And they say, what do I need that all for? It's just a burden. So Avada, Anistaris L'Hashem Elikeinu, but could be, we can't forget to tell our children about the Nistaris. And every once in a while, we have to also be Megala those Nistaris, to make sure that the Niglois will remain Lanu L'Vaneinu. But for ourselves, and our Schar and Olam Haba, and our Schar and Olam Hazeh, Chayvus HaLevavos is telling us, for all the outward mitzvahs, that's all this world. For the inward mitzvahs, inner mitzvahs, that's where a person gets Schar and Olam Haba. And since it's all hidden, the Torah kept it hidden as well.